The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball is with me now to look ahead to the weekend's sporting action. We'll start with the small ball, with the hurling, Cathal. So, I mean, well, let's get Leinster out of the way, I guess. Galway and Kilkenny is kind of the pick of the bunch on paper. It's kind of shadow boxing stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Kilkenny without a few bodies through injury as well. But as you say, you'd expect both of those teams, wouldn't you, to make it through the round robin phase. And in terms of the outright,
Shefflin is going to be kind of bringing on some minors nearly.
Yeah. So it's going to be. Yeah, I think it's kind of shadow boxing. I think probably in Leinster now, because Dublin and Wexford played out that draw last week, the third spot becomes a little bit more interesting. Mm. And the way that Dublin finished that match with a couple of late goals. So both of those teams probably under a little bit of pressure. Antrim play Wexford and Cardiff play Dublin this weekend. I think you're right about Kilkenny Galway, probably a little bit of shadow boxing.
Yeah, a bit of shadow boxing. Clare and Cork, though, this is the pick of the weekend.
This is the one. This is the one.
The loser in this match could be gone.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not mathematically after this weekend, but it feels like it's a do or die match after both of them lost last week. Probably surprisingly in the case of Cork, Clare, the manner of their defeat against Limerick, it's going to be really interesting to see how they bounce back from being 9 points up.
I was over in the park watching Kilkenny and Antrim, so I didn't see this. So I only would have kind of read about it afterwards. They just capitulated, didn't they?
Yeah, 9 points up after 53 minutes, lost by 3. And it wasn't that maybe Limerick started to play really, really well at that stage. It was just that things just fell out of shape for Clare. So as you say, the season is going to be hanging by a thread for either of those teams after this weekend. And you mentioned Limerick, they play Tipperary this weekend. Going to be interesting to see what Tipper like this year under Liam Cahill again. They should be building up ahead of steam. Limerick at home though, so if Limerick get the job done this weekend, they nearly have their business attended.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, people kind of maybe the perceived wisdom was that if Limerick were going to come unstuck in the 5 in a row bit, it might be in Munster.
Yeah,
it looks like, as you say, after this weekend they could be home and hosed.
Yeah, they might. So I mean, it's the mark of the champions and their team looks really strong. They've got those guys back from injury. Declan Hannan was good last week. Ian Lynch came into it as well too. So if they get that win this weekend, they're full steam ahead for 5 in a row.
Yeah, they all the sweeter then when Kilkenny beat them. I was going to say in September. God, it's not in September anymore. Anyway, in the middle of the summer in Croke Park. We'll talk about football then, soccer in this case. So Liverpool are kind of,
the wheels have really come off, haven't they, in the last
couple of weeks in Europe and domestically now as well. Bad loss to Everton.
Yeah, they look very jaded. I think that the manner of their body language against Everton and even Jurgen Klopp's body language would suggest that this season they may feel like is over at this stage. They're still in the mix in the Premier League, if you like, with 74 points. City ahead of them by 2 on 76 and Arsenal lead the way on 77. But Liverpool and Arsenal played a game more than Manchester City. You look at City's fixtures as well, they look quite favourable to the end of the season.
So City looked good last night. Was a 4-0 against Brighton as well. Arsenal need City to slip up at some stage, and then they need to keep winning themselves, and they've got Spurs this weekend.
Yeah, that could be tricky, and Spurs could have
would
a big hand.
Nothing more than to beat Arsenal this weekend.
Yeah, and Spurs play all three of the title contenders over the next couple of weeks, and as you say, it's a tricky fixture in the derby, like Liverpool lost to Everton in a derby during the week. But it does look like Manchester City in the driving seat there. The one thing about Liverpool, we might have news of Arne Slot coming in as manager.
Yeah, and now I have to confess, right, and I wouldn't obviously be as immersed in the world of sport as you. I saw a headline this morning, Slot confirms interest in Liverpool role, and I thought, who are they talking about?
The Feyenoord manager, yeah.
Okay.
The 45-year-old Feyenoord manager won the Eredivisie title with them. Has been in the mix for a couple of different jobs, has been mentioned for different jobs. The Spurs job was one of them that he was connected to, but he certainly has sounded out his interest pretty clearly that he wants to take over at Liverpool. Talk today that there was actually further progress there between the two parties, so that announcement could come pretty quickly.
Before you go, just the rugby, the Women's Six Nations is finishing up this weekend.
Yeah, so Ireland took that really heavy beating against England, 88 points to 10 in their last match. They need to try and bounce back from that against Scotland this weekend. And there is, Kieran, a lot of permutations in terms of the World Cup. Third place is very, very important in terms of qualifying for the next World Cup, so a win for Ireland this weekend would go a long way in trying to secure that. But there are a couple of other teams in the mix as well. Wales play Italy, and then France and England in the big one at the upper end of the table. I think Ireland have made progress under Scott Beaman, the new head coach, in this campaign, but just that hefty defeat against England is kind of a blot on the copybook.
Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball. Cathal, thanks a million for talking us through all of that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.